We certainly gave the book to Musa, but differences arose about it. Had not a word gone forth from your Rabb, the matter would have been decided between them regarding those differences. It is a fact that they are in suspicious doubt about this, and it is also a fact that your Rabb will give them full measure for their deeds, for he is fully aware of what they do. Therefore, stand firm on the right way as you are commanded, together with those who have turned from unbelief to belief in Allah, and do not transgress. Surely he is watching all that you do. Do not be inclined to those who are unjust, lest you be seized by the fire, and you will not have any protector besides Allah, nor shall you be helped. Establish Salah at the two ends of the day and in the early part of the night. Indeed, virtues remove evils. This is a reminder for the mindful. Be patient, for sure Allah does not let the reward of the righteous be wasted. Why were there not among the generations before you good persons who could forbid the people from making mischief in the land, except a few of those whom we delivered from among them? The wrongdoers, however, pursued the worldly pleasure they were provided and became confirmed criminals. It is not possible that your Rabb would destroy the towns unjustly while their inhabitants were to mend their ways. If your Rabb had so willed, he would have certainly made mankind one single nation, but that is not what he wants. So they will not cease to differ. Except those on whom he has bestowed his mercy, and that very freedom of choice and action is the whole purpose of their creation. That is how the word of your Rabb that he will fill with hell the jinns and human beings altogether will be fulfilled. All these stories of the prior Rasuls that we relate to you are to strengthen your heart therewith. Through these you have received the knowledge of reality, and the believers have gotten admonition and a reminder. As for those who are unbelievers, say to them, do whatever you want, and so shall we. Wait if you will, surely we too shall wait. Allah alone has the knowledge of what is hidden in the heavens and the earth. And for everything shall ultimately there be a return to him for decision. Therefore, worship him and put your trust in him. And your Rabb is not unmindful of what you do.